Welcome to
you see if you cut them out.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying now. Welcome to the first episode of season 3 of The Tackle.
I'm your host. Season 3?
Yes, what is season 3? I am your host, Joseph, and together with me and my...
We are the Wonder Twins.
I was coming up with something for you, but yeah, sure. My step host.
I am the co-host or the host in disguise, John. Let me just create my grand entry like that.
It's been a couple of months. Well, just two, actually, basically.
2 months. Roughly. Yeah, that's enough. There's no explanation needed. That was just 2 months. That was just a break. You know, everyone needs a break.
Yeah, everyone needs a break. But basically, a quick recap. It's been hot in January, and it's been hot in February. Mm. That's the recap.
The question is, will it be hot in March?
Stay tuned to find out. Yeah. Anyway, things have been crazy for the whole of February in terms of goodness, news everywhere. News Avatar, news. Different things. Oh, fuck. And the Anime Awards.
The Anime Awards.
I don't even know whether I should call that an anime award. More actually, like
that was, just today, like a few hours back from now, right now.
Right now, as the recording is being recorded.
As the recording is being recorded.
But yeah. The Anime Awards was... partial? Was it partial?
Was it partial? It was freaking biased, man. Yeah, it was one-sided.
That's the thing about it. It has always been a popularity contest. That's yes, just basically it. At this point, I don't think they're even watching the shows. They're just
they're just going for which one is most popular.
Exactly. They're just letting people choose the one that they like the most. And it's always the one that's popular. Just look at JJK bagging everything.
I think that is mostly recency bias, guy. Okay? You think about it, JJK is like the last big or main thing that was everywhere.
Yeah,
but
I mean, how would JJK carry everything?
But he didn't really carry everything.
He carried most things. At this point, you can't deny
that. I think he didn't carry best drama, best direction.
He didn't carry the best drama. Did he carry the best drama? He can't carry drama. Now, what's drama in JJK?
Let me look that shit.
What's drama? Sukuna beating everyone. That's drama.
Sukuna bagging everybody. Just beating the shit out of
it. It won best action. It won best cinematography. Now, that's a word that. I don't know whether it fits with
I think it's
how it went down for that season. But they did some small fancy camera movements, small fighting here and there.
Camera movements.
Well, that was basically cinematographic camera movements and basically cinema stuff. But
he won cinematography.
Yeah, he won best supporting actor. Voice he actor. Did. No, not voice actor. Won best voice actor for Japanese. He won best supporting character, yes, and that's Gojo for both of them.
True. He won best action, he won best art direction. Wait, no, he didn't. That was Demon Slayer.
Continue.
He won best character design, JJK. Cinematography, JJK again. Best director, JJK again.
No, that one he actually deserved it. He did good with all the fighting.
Best ending sequence, JJK again. Where am I seeing JJK again? Okay, best opening sequence, JJK again.
Anime of the year was what?
JJK again.
Okay, bro, okay. It's just a JJK award.
JJK. Best voice actor performance, JJK again. Gojo. Ghetto actually won. Best voice actor.
JJK.
Still JJK.
At least the animators can smile a little bit that at least they packed most of the award this year. Yeah. Even if some shows were more deserving than the ones that actually. JJK.
Demon Slayer won best fantasy.
Yes, again. I think last year they won.
What the hell?
This year again they are winning. What are the nominees? Because I'm very sure there's something there that should be better than Demon Slayer winning fantasy.
There are probably many. Like I remember I saw some. Like what is she live, man?
Man. But for back to what is this thing? JJK winning, what do you call this thing? Wait, what's one animation sequence? Because Mob Psycho is supposed to win that. And it didn't.
I think it's JJK that won that one.
Yeah. Exactly. So, wait, check it for sure. I want to throw slander at JJK there. Someone will come up to something.
Best animation?
Yes, animation.
That was Demon Slayer.
What? Is Mob Psycho even among the nominees?
Yeah, I think it was. Let me check the nominees.
It should be.
best drama,
but it's supposed to win.
Action comedy.
Mob Psycho was supposed to win. That was the initial plan. This is their last season. That means
okay. Yeah, the nominees for best animation: AOT, Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, JJK again, Mob Psycho, Trigun.
Oh, Trigun was there. Yeah, fuck.
Was there.
Fuck. It's supposed to also wait. Nah. Out of all everything there, Mob Psycho was supposed to win at least.
I mean, it was his last season.
It was his last season, and it was just good. It was really good, man.
It's crazy.
What they did to it was
lead
nice.
Up to season one, season two, and even exceeded.
Yeah, they went 3 for 3, guy.
I mean, season one to three. It was actually an original, anime original. It wasn't part of your manga.
Was it?
It wasn't.
Which part?
The entire season three. The manga ended in season two. Ended. Just with the tree, how's it?
Then no wonder.
They just did this for like closure.
Huh.
Just to end it all. Just, all right, you want more content? We give you this. And they gave us that.
So that was an anime origin. I never knew. I thought that was just part of the manga.
Yes, yeah, it actually wasn't.
Oh, no. But seriously, it's supposed to actually win this. I can't even talk anymore. Even Trigun Star P had better chance than what won again.
Demon Slayer.
It's like as if UFO table just pushing money by the size to all these.
I mean,
all these award shows. Because, guy, Demon Slayer was good now, but come on.
After Demon Slayer finished, I didn't hear of it again.
But we're talking about animation, Sha.
Yeah. But still, UFO table, you know, UFO table got animation in the bag, actually.
Yeah, that's of late.
Mapa is just stressing their workers, man. UFO table just swimming in money.
How are you sure UFO table are not doing the same thing, but you know, you have compensation at least.
You got your ways of hiding it.
I'll be like, at least you work hard for this amount of time, you get this. How does that sound? Now they'll just take it like that.
Okay, look at this best new series. Like, yeah, new series. It's okay. Domino's List, Bocchi Rock, Chainsaw Man, Heavenly Delusion, Hell's Paradise, Oshinoko, and Zom 100.
That would have been a very tough call. Very tough call.
Yeah, who the fuck won here?
I feel like it was. I think I saw Chainsaw Man winning that.
New series?
Yeah, new series.
Yeah, I think it was Chainsaw Man that won it.
But there were really good things that actually came out for new series, though. Like Oshinoko and Heavenly Delusions.
Mm-hmm.
Hell's Paradise taught to those two. But yeah, those two actually went 2 for 2 for really being really good. Though, for me, Oshinoko had after the first episode's banger.
Watched the first episode. I watched it complete.
That's what I'm talking from my own perspective. Mm-hmm. After the first episode, it felt like Water flicks.
Nigga, he actually proceeded after that first episode. That first episode was like an intro. A large banger of an intro then leads to this gentle, narrow field of content that's of varying parts, you know, of this emotional roller coaster that just takes you up and down.
Incest.
Left and right. There was no incest in it. I can assure you.
Are you sure?
There was no incest.
Are you sure?
100%.
I don't think they have adapted that yet, but there is.
Now that wants to know about it. Let us.
But I guess he won't be new to this because of, you know, domestic girlfriend.
So
what I'm trying to say here is, you have an affinity.
See, hold the phone. Calm down. Incest is not a fetish of mine.
It's not about it being a fetish. It's just that
I am not drawn to incest material.
It's just showing that you might tend to say good things about a show that ends up having something in that category.
Okay, name another show that I have an affinity with incest.
Shit.
There we go. You see, that's just 2 out of a dozen. I mean, that's enough.
Don't worry.
Any part of it.
The third one is coming.
I mean,
feel it.
Sure, let it come. I ain't going to watch that probably.
Let it come. But yeah, the Anime Awards have been quite partial in kind of not so good.
I mean, JJK won. Oh man.
They can beat their chest and probably say they won, even if Gojo lost. But they won. Man, it was fun. It was a fun watch.
Well, I guess something actually won in JJK. I mean, after the now win, they actually won.
Yeah, true.
They have that, but nah, he lost.
Okay.
If you get what I mean.
Okay.
You get what I mean. Okay. Manga readers.
Anyway, something more interesting that happened besides the Anime Awards.
What was that?
The Avatar adaptation.
There we go.
That was... We watched it together, you know.
I mean,
Netflix and chilling. None of those blanket movements. Coming to your mind, please get that out of your mind. It wasn't that bad. I say that in a very scattered tone because that's how I was throughout the whole show.
I mean, it was quite confusing though. They went a different path from the animation.
I feel like they were trying to fit the whole of the first half of Avatar in it. That's book one, the book one part. And it felt like I was watching Avatar at one times one or times two speed, guy. The way the plot was progressing, like as if it was an unstoppable trailer or something.
You kept on moving. The plot was rushy. The plot was running away, man. No. Like, calm down. He kept on running. Sokka was bagging visions in like two moves. What the hell?
See, you felt in the animation, you felt Sokka having Reese. You saw how he slowly finessed his way into all those situations and everything. But no, in this one, he's just like, boom, got you.
Exactly. Oh, I spot a female. I'm attracted. Let's go. Let's have a baby.
This guy doesn't have reason anymore. He just has...
I mean, he just a magnet.
Powers to literally draw you just in and just make you.
They don't really build up to... The Reese doesn't have a build up at this point.
It's really pointless. No, the chase isn't there anymore. Exactly. The thrill was gone.
Where's the excitement? There's no excitement to soccer anymore. It's just soccer.
It's not one funny. He was mid. Yeah. He wasn't even funny. That's one thing that was just paining me. I feel like that was mostly the writer's fault, yeah. But I mean, soccer is supposed to be funny. Exactly.
That was like one.
He was so plain.
He was my main character, man. He was our main character.
He was too
in
plain.
The animation. But now they just totally twisted that.
They made him boring. Oh no.
They made him that other character again. That's another character. Made him another character there. Another supporting character.
Yeah, almost everybody was looking like supporting character. No one had this main...
I mean, even Aang was a supporting character at this point.
Nobody had this main character energy.
You know who the main character was? I think it was Appa. Appa is the main character at this point, man.
The animation carried everything.
Appa is the main character. Appa is the only person that they seemed to get right, actually.
I swear, yeah.
Didn't think about it. His one word lines of just moaning or something. They got
not
that
moaning,
right.
Not moaning. What the hell?
I think in the subtitles they wrote moaning, but that's okay. What you call it? What the hell?
I didn't see you moaning
okay,
in the
wailing.
Subtitles. Though.
Okay, fine. Let's call it wailing.
Not wailing. Let's say moo sound.
The cow
sound.
Call him a cow now.
Cow sounds.
Call him a main character a cow now.
Yak sounds. It looks similar in a way. He has yak looking nose, yak looking horn. It's just a slightly obese yak.
that can fly. Yak with six legs.
Exactly, that can fly. That's just the difference. Can't call him a cow, even if they call him a cow, and I'm just like,
flying cow.
Do you know what a cow looks like?
Cow got spots, my guy got stripes. There's a difference.
But yeah. Appa and Momo were just killing it in the animation.
Exactly, man. They were the
actually, the animations were good. The CG for the creatures or whatever.
The creatures and the bending, especially the flame bending, fire bending.
It felt a little bit laggish, though, you know. like when you just make a fist for fire, then there's this 0.256 seconds that are just lagging behind that.
Calm down, specifics. Man, what's that 2.256?
You might not know the exact number, but you can feel it. It's like someone does his hand like this, but the fire doesn't just immediately come out, and it gives this sense of magic.
Yeah, exactly. I saw one tweet on Twitter saying that instead of the way they made this avatar look like, it's like looking like they did with magic instead of bending, like
exactly.
Instead of an extension of martial
like,
arts.
It's looking like Marshall, but without the wands.
What?
Exactly.
Please, how is it Marshall without is?
I see Marshall without the wands.
It's about so it's then they are about magic.
Marshall is about magic.
Yeah.
But they use wands to do their magic.
Yeah.
With Marshall. So yeah. This is Marshall without wands.
Okay,
so
I thought it meant wands and taking the magic with the wands.
Yeah. By that I meant Marshall as in he fights.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't have okay. Uh-huh. Okay, you know, this is going to go too deep, but magic, Marshall, avatar. Let's leave it as that.
Wait, these are three complete.
Let's just proceed.
Let's just skip that. We skip that. We don't want to.
They were supposed to make it. They were supposed to make the bending look like a continuation of the martial arts, mm-hmm. like as in you're trying to give a punch and there's flames on your hand or something, or mm-hmm. or as you're punching the flames coming with you and it hits the person as like a punch.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Let me say it like that. It's supposed
okay,
to feel
I
like
see.
That.
But it doesn't feel
it
like
didn't
that.
Feel it, like, like. It felt like Harry Potter just. Three elements all around.
Okay, Harry Potter instead of with a wand using a fist.
No. Harry Potter instead of a wand, he's just jumping around and throwing things at you, elements at you.
All right. We go with that.
Yeah, best out of five, ten, six. But anyhow, yes, that was basically how it was looking. But not that it was bad. Just like that tiny little lag. I know it's unavoidable, but you know, I look at that lag and I'm like. My engineering mind is like, we can fix this. Just come. We can fix this. There's something we can do about the time frame. Let's fix it a little. Just
okay,
reduce that lag.
All in all, what were you raising then?
5/10.
That was quite quick and swift. Okay, I'll rate it like, I don't know, maybe 6.5.
I want to go higher, but like, what really fucked it up? Most of the characters weren't like, acting like their characters.
Yeah, a lot of them, man.
Yeah, a lot. Katara was almost the closest to her character, but she was lacking one thing. She was too mid-tempered. You know how Katara is. She's kind of gentle, like water, but she's also fierce.
Quote unquote.
Fierce sometimes, you know. You tell her one thing, she'll do it. Tell her sometimes she'll just be like, I'm a woman and I'm not gonna do that. So yes, that's how she was supposed to be sometimes, but in this series she was more like, oh, okay. Oh, you don't tell me what to do. Oh, all right, Aang, let's go. Just quiet.
Okay, I get quietly
talking and just doing her thing. She's cute by the way, but and, you know, you have to play your character well.
Hey, we gotta check that cast later.
Check every single one.
We gotta check that cast
for
little.
The IG accounts. Just follow it.
You know. You know, there's this one character that stuck to me. You know, Suki.
From the
Kyoshi Warriors. Yes.
Kyoshi Warriors.
That character.
Stunning from afar.
What episode was that again? I think it was episode 3 or so. I'm going to watch out real quick.
Stunning from afar, beautiful from there.
I like what you think.
But yeah. But then we now had chubby face Azula.
Ah, chubby Azula. Yes, we did.
She was...
Well, I guess she kind of got the character fierce-ish, I don't know, aggressiveness.
No.
Correct-ish.
Did she? No. It was like exactly almost like Katara mid in one way.
Yeah, she wasn't all shouty. She wasn't all violent.
She was lacking that. Oh, this is a girl that's bad for you, boy. Damn, I wonder.
wait. I never had that feeling for Azula, man.
Don't worry.
She was just plain annoying to me.
just watch the original Avatar. You understand. You're older now. You understand.
Actually, it's quite a long time now.
Really. Yeah. She lacked that. And basically, her, Azula, and her two friends. I don't know whether the cast they just decided to cast them from. I don't want to say this word, but they were all chubby. They were just chubby for no good reason. I don't know why they were chubby.
Like, let's just say they increase in size a little. Let's just say the
one that's supposed to end up being Zuko's girlfriend. That's not a little. That's a lot.
But which one was that? Okay.
The one that's supposed to be all like a goth. One of them. Then. The one that's supposed to be talking like a goth, slow and like that, kind of black and white.
Okay, that was one of them apparently.
Yeah, she's way too, like, literally, guy. Did they watch the original Avatar? Like,
I guess.
I don't know where they weren't going for, like, identical face or body features or whatever.
I think they're just looking for, ability to act.
I mean, they're just looking for actors.
Actually, exactly. Ability to act. They're just looking for actors, man.
Actors that didn't really play it well. There was literally an actor there that said that he didn't even know he was auditioning for Avatar the Last Airbender. Yeah. He was auditioning for the blue Avatar.
Say he expected to be blue or something like that.
Like, when I saw that on Twitter, I was like, wow. It's no wonder the original creator just left them after they started dropping.
He just left them.
Because me, I was just like, everything's looking good. The trailer, everything, it was just going well. Just looking promising. Then I was like, why did they leave? Why did they actually leave? Then I watched it, I'm like, yeah, I see.
The only thing that actually kind of sort of killed it was freaking Fire Lord, man.
Yes, that's exactly what I was saying.
He killed that goatee, man. That goatee was
freaking goatee. That thing was sharp.
Goatee was slim, man.
Very sharp.
That goatee could injure you, man. I'm gonna straight up.
Guy, he killed it. I didn't even think he would be able to pull it off because that thing was weird, even when I was watching it in the animation.
Yeah,
like, how you grow your beard like that? Will you starch it or you just rub something down?
Yeah, you starch.
Or something else. You don't make it stand like that or something. But he actually did it and was like, it wasn't as long as the one in the animation, but this length and everything about it felt right. As for playing as Fire Lord, well, it got most part of it.
You're too sympathetic.
Right. Yeah. He was more sympathetic than the actual Fire Lord.
Like, he didn't really, like, display, like, yeah, he's sympathetic, but you just had this hint of sympathy into it, into his character.
When
in the freaking animation, that nigga was ruthless, man. That nigga would slap you with a fireball and look at you and say...
This is how to differentiate. In the animation, he sent Zuko to look for the Avatar in order to just get rid of Zuko.
Mm-hmm.
But in this live action, he sent Zuko to look for the Avatar in order to redeem himself and come back like a better person. Even if in the live action they are playing it as he's trying to use Zuko as to make Azula better or shit like that. It still looked like that at one point in this thing because of his sympathy. If he didn't show sympathy, like, oh, this, that, it would have looked like exactly the animation. But yeah, that. But he did it well. He did most part of it well. Also, one thing, don't those people get hot in that their room?
Yeah, exactly. The Fire Lord's crib. I mean, that place is surrounded with flames. I mean, like,
all around.
Serious.
There's no ventilation.
There's no window. There's no hint of window.
There's no chimney.
Nigga, that is not structurally right, even. Like, look at that. There's no opening. It's just black in there.
I guess they have firebenders now. Maybe they can breathe in hot air or something.
Does that mean they don't sweat? Does that mean they can breathe an oven? They can live in an oven?
Be like...
That's wrong. That's meant to be wrong.
It's just like saying water miners can't survive without ice. They might be able to. They should be able to because they'll keep the oxygen to themselves. But yet again, they're not avatars, so I don't think that's going to work. I saw something somewhere that Aang, due to how long he was inside our ice cube for 100 years, he's the youngest among their crew that they found. And when he reached, what, 30 or 40?
Wow.
And he's also the youngest avatar today.
Why?
How long was he was in that cube for like 100 years? What the hell your body do after I started getting accustomed to the real world? Things start fucking up now. At one point, you're technically 100 and something years old, but your body has just been on ice.
Since he wasn't,
I feel like there's some biological things that will happen to you.
Biological thing, you don't really know how. Science.
But yeah, that's what happened to him, and yeah, so that he ended up being like the youngest avatar to die, and that's made me feel quite sad for the afternoon. But oh well, it happened.
That sucks.
Yeah, not like soccer in the live action, but yeah, that's sucks.
Yeah, soccer sucked, man.
But yeah, enough of bad things from the live action. What were the good things about the live action?
Good things about the live action? Appa, that's what.
That can't be the only good thing now. Is it? It can't be. Oh, the spirits, the water spirit stuff.
Water spirit? What
was that? Water spirit,
okay, the animation,
episode.
The CG for it.
Yeah, okay, that's another CG thing.
It wasn't that bad.
That's still CG. Something else that's good.
This is hard.
This is difficult.
Quite hard.
Yeah. I guess Suki, Katara, the person playing Katara, and the person playing Suki. Two things.
I guess Momo too.
Momo. Yes,
can't play Momo.
What else?
Nigga, nothing else. Let's move on.
But try it. This is Avatar, for God's sake. There has to be something else. Zuko.
Go on with it.
I don't know. He was bad. He was bad.
A troubled child. Put it that way.
I feel like seeing Zuko being crazy about Aang in live action made it cringe. It's like, you're a grown man. Why are you chasing a freaking 12-year-old boy?
Actually,
that's sus, man.
It's sus, man. Very cringy. Cringy.
But yeah, Zuko was mid. Everybody was mid, I swear. I can't even look for a character that was played completely all right from beginning to the end.
Well, there's Appa.
He didn't talk.
That's what makes it good. That's what makes it good, man. Appa killed his role, man. That nigga was... Man, my main character, Appa, straight up.
But yeah, live action Avatar 5/10 from me.
I'll give it a 6. You know why?
Don't even say Appa.
Call him Momo. Got you there.
So in order to cleanse our palate from Avatar's live action mistake, we watched Yu Hakusho, the live action. You know. In hopes that it would be good. And my God, it was good.
That thing killed it. That thing slayed.
Bro, I literally watched like 20 episodes of Yu Hakusho just to like get a prep on for what's going to come out, so that I'll know where to just attack them the fuck up here and there.
Yeah.
But man, the way they mix this thing, they mix it like Gary, like Sam.
I don't think you can mix Gary
mixing stories for episode 1 to 5 to... Guy, the way they mixed it, and made everything work out exactly how the story wanted it to go, was smart and brilliant. I don't know if live action Avatar writers could learn from the Japanese people.
Learn a thing or two, you know.
Learn a thing or two, or just go to better live actions and see how they play that out, like One Piece, even if I've not watched it yet. But yes, learn from them. The streets say One Piece live action is good, so just go to them and learn from them.
The streets. What the hell? One Piece is for the streets now?
Yes, it's for the streets. The way the fans are treating it, yeah, it's for the streets. But yes, Yu Hakusho was a... All I give it.
That was a piece.
7/8/10. I don't know if they're going to do for next season, but that was a really good live action, actually, from anything I've watched.
Yeah.
And I've not watched that much live action, so don't take my rating.
Don't take these niggas' advice.
Don't take my rating seriously, but yes, Yu Hakusho's live action was peak, actually.
And let's just say, in comparison to the anime,
to the anime, yes, yeah, by far, the anime is really old. So yeah, there's no way it won't have been better. If they fucked up, that means that is a major fuck up. Because you know how all that thing is. For you to fuck up a live action of something of 1919, I don't know, something, yeah, sure. But something that old means you should have never attempted live action in the first place.
You never attempted.
Like, bro. But they did well in the car, the playing of the cast, the cast they brought for the whole show, the whole, what do you call it? I call it cinematography. No, that's camera movement.
Actually, yeah, the cinematography even. Of the fight scenes.
Okay, yes. A bit of that. But the choreography.
Yeah, the choreography, yeah.
Yeah, the movement of fighting, movement and, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt the fights. Exactly. The one thing about this Yoraku show, live action, was that I felt the fights. It felt like I was in, like, it made I was drawn in. Exactly. And this is something that I didn't feel one bit throughout Avatar 8 episode. You actually have 5 episodes. I felt each fight, guy. I felt each one of them. In there.
Like, you feel, like, the stress. You feel his energy. You feel how exhausted he is. You feel what he's feeling. How you, if you were fighting the opponents would feel
exactly how beaten up and battered up how he was and how tired he should be, even if he doesn't look like he's tired as soon as he gets up to fight.
Exactly, ignoring all that,
it didn't look like they were throwing half-sized punches, guy. The punches felt real, even if they dodged and stuff like that and didn't get injured, but it felt real, and it felt real to me.
What did the punch touch you? What's how's it feeling real to you?
It didn't have to touch me in order to give damage.
What, emotionally sensitive or something?
Yeah, I'm quite sensitive, boy. But yes, there, everything about the fighting made sense for me. A good 7/10 can enter 8, but you know. It's live action. It's still there's a bit of hit. That cringe factor always comes in and it always cuts the ratings.
True.
The cringe factor comes in and just
factor, like, I mean,
it takes a good 3 points out of every single live action.
Yeah, like what the normal like human being acts like that.
Yeah, it's too cringe.
It's quite cringe.
It's too cringe.
Cringy.
Oh man, it's been
well. I'll just straight up give it an 8 for me, man.
I want to give it an 8 now, man. Yeah. I'm trying not to go too far, you know, because I've not watched that much live action.
I mean, for me, why I'm giving it an 8 because I watched it immediately after Avatar, so that's why I give it an 8.
If we're talking about because we watch after Avatar, I might, you know, jump to a 9, but sure.
What the hell, man?
I'll go to 8. Avatar was a letdown, but I enjoyed seeing
it let you down.
You can put it that way, but,
yes,
but
you can.
I think I enjoyed seeing the bending. Yes, that's another thing that's good again, the Avatar.
Okay,
the
true. Bending, the true bending. That's quite the thing.
The bending didn't look fake. It looked real.
Especially the water bending for me though.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know why Earthbending felt a lot slower than it's supposed to be.
That's what I was saying. That lag felt was
like the
too
lag was
there.
So present in the Earthbending.
It was like they've already finished spreading their legs and then it's now bringing the Earth out. It's like coming out like slow. It's just.
It doesn't have enough.
It's that lag. That lag.
It doesn't have enough G-force.
Exactly.
You know, that G-force.
You know when you're in that sitting position and you're pushing it all out and it's supposed to come out, but instead it's coming out slow and you're feeling the pain each moment.
What the hell?
That's how the lag felt. I don't know what you're thinking. That's how the lag felt.
What kind of contest are you bringing this in, man?
Yeah. That. But yeah, that's been it for. Basically, that's the highlight of February anime. Avatar live action.
Yeah, pretty much.
Most people were looking forward to it in good and bad ways. And there were too many Aang versus Korra debates. I got tired of it, man. I got tired of it. Korra was shit, but you don't have to bring it to my face every single time and try to justify it was good. She fucked up in a lot of ways. She did some good things in some other ways, but we had to say that she was quite shit at one point.
Yeah.
But she redeemed herself a bit in the end.
In the end.
Just a bit. Just a bit. Can give her credit for what did she do? I don't know. Something that happened the last season that I didn't watch.
Hexagon.
Speaking of live actions, I saw there was going to be a Naruto live action.
Yeah, saw that.
I don't even know what to feel.
It's difficult to even create emotional expressions for that. I think there was like one back then. It wasn't good, of course.
But they said the director is going to be this guy. The guy that directed Shang-Chi.
Yeah, saw that.
I don't know if that's supposed to make me feel happy, but
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Shang-Chi was okay.
I mean, Shang-Chi was alright.
Was alright, but does that give us credit? It doesn't give me enough credit to be happy for Naruto live action in any way. In any way,
it doesn't justify.
Because there's going to be a lot of, but let's just see. Shang-Chi was good, so. I'm riding on that guy. If he fucks up, it's him.
Actually, you can heavily depend on the cinematography and the choreography of how the fight scenes are going to be.
It's kind of now. That's why I'm saying I'm relying on him, because when I try to remember the fight scenes in Shang-Chi and the CGI too with that dragon, I'm like, they can probably pull off a nice looking Susanoo.
They probably can. They can. In fact, actually, where do you think they will reach in the live action? Even
like if they're doing like the way I've watched these two live action now and the way they're speeding things up, I'm guessing depending on if they're going to
be Ninja War. Straight off,
I'll be watching it at times 5 speed, guy.
Exactly.
It'd be like Sasuke step out of the village, now come back to the village. Yo, I'm back.
In episode 2 in Naruto Shippuden.
But the way they are speeding things up, I'm thinking if they want to do something decent, they'll start with Naruto from the beginning ish then end it at training exam. Should make sense.
It should
I think the
training exam should be like the highlight of the whole,
and that's what I mean. That would be the highlight of that season, the end of that. I don't know if it's season, but that, I'll see. I also feel like if they can get more episodes, live actions could actually make sense anyway. If they can get more episodes, because that Netflix thing about having 8 episodes kind of makes it limiting. Even if they have more time, like an hour, it just like, I mean, exactly. Sometimes you feel like if they have more episodes, they can settle down and do some things and give you proper build up. I like how Avatar was taking it. So I was like, it wasn't built up in almost anything. So I was like, well, in this episode, boom, Omashu, okay. Well, in the tunnels, all right. Through the tunnels, okay.
Exactly. That. Just like, they go to this new city. All right, what's next? They fight. All right, they go to the next city. Okay, they fight. All right, they go to the next city. All right, they fight. That is exactly how Avatar went.
We reached the last episode. We got to a new city. All right, okay, I can learn new bending powers. Oh, you're not strong enough. Oh, this one's going to happen. Oh, I'm feeling sad. Motivation comes from nowhere. Now I get overpowered and I beat everybody. End of season. As I'm working.
Basically, they go to that city, they fought. The end. They did it like for like 5 times if I'm to cancel some other extra parts.
But yeah, live actions have, I don't know, they have been
hit. Can be good, they can be bad. They can be bad, they can be
less bad, slightly bad.
Slightly.
They can be good, they can. Wait. Can they be good? They can be good, yeah. Yeah, it can be good
to some extent. To some,
it can be good. It can be bad. It can be really bad. And in this case, bad is just like.
And they can just be unwatchable. Straight up unwatchable. I don't know what falls into that category, but something definitely falls into that category.
Yeah, that's all the stages for life. Anyway, but it looks like they might be getting good later on. I mean, there's some good live action.
They're better directors now, better recent.
And they are beginning to get like the original creators like involved more. So like, at least that's what made One Piece live action good.
I mean, just think of how One Piece live action would have been a disaster if Oda didn't show up.
That's the thing. It also supports the claim of what I said earlier. As long as the creator is involved, there's a degree of how bad it can be and how good it can become. But if he's not involved at all, it can become Avatar live action.
Why are you using Avatar to lay this ladies' benchmark?
Yeah, last time I didn't have a benchmark, but now I do have one. And a good example of that, you can watch 8 episodes of pure. That's the end of the episode, folks.
What the hell? It's episode of nothing. That's what.
But yeah, that's the end of the episode. Be sure to stay tuned for more episodes. We're planning on doing this, a weekly type schedule now for now that John's around. Then we'll switch back to our bi-weekly schedule when he's gone. So around this time, we'll be dropping more episodes by the week, and drop your comments about what you think about the episode, what you want us to talk about, even if we have things to talk about, maybe.
We already got our stuff, so just drop your own stuff.
We have theoretically things to talk about.
Exactly, you know what? We are thinking in the future. We are trusting our future selves to come up with things for us right now to do.
Exactly. So, watch out for exciting episodes about topics never thought about in your.
what is an ad for a freaking shoe or something?
But yeah, stay tuned, and we hope you have a good week.
Yeah, smiley face.
Yeah, that's all for the episode. See you next time.
Yeah, man.